Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Hey, everybody. Once again, it is time for another power edition of Gun on One, the podcast. It is powered by the Jacob Sports Media YouTube machine. Well, this city, and I mean Philadelphia, is blazing with excitement, and rightfully so, because so much is happening sports-wise in this city. And at the epicenter of all this excitement is the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. So joining me on this week's edition of Gun on One is one of my all-time favorites. You know him, you love him. He is Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham. We're about to chop it up on this edition of Gun on One.
This is Sal Palantonio from ESPN.
I'm Brandon Graham.
Lane Johnson here.
This is the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff.
This is Donovan McNabb.
This is Chris Long.
This is Mark Zumoff, the TV voice of the 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski.
Hello, I'm Jay Wright, head coach of Villanova basketball.
Hey, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to the Gun on One podcast.
And what's happening? This is your blessed boy, Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer, and you're locked in to Gun on One.
You are locked in to the Gun on One.
Gun on One.
Gun on One.
You are locked on to Gun on One.
I've been on the air for 25 years, but I could not wait to be on Gun on One with my man, Derek Gunn.
ESPN bracketologist Joe Lunardi telling you to stay locked on to Gun on One. It is a number one seed.
All right, we're back with the latest edition of Gun on One. As you heard me say, it's powered by the Jacob Sports Media YouTube machine. And my guest for this show is a guy you never know what he's going to say, but he's always smiling. He is the one and only Brandon Graham. BG, what's up, my man?
What up, D-Gun? What's up, man?
Good, man. So you hit the bye week, and how are you personally feeling physically and mentally right now?
You know what? It couldn't have came at a better time. We've been grinding. I'm loving it because they've been taking care of us. And this bye week is definitely going to take care of us for the long haul of the season. Then we get like a little mini bye, like, you know, we play the one game of the Steelers, then Thursday night, and we get another little mini bye, then bam, we 9 great games straight. So right now I'm in a great position, man. I feel good, body feeling great. The team is in a good place and just trying to enjoy that moment.
You know, usually when I talk to players about a bye week, they all say, I like to have that bye like right in the middle of a season. You know, you've gone through the grinds of the first 7, 8, 9 games, and then you get time to let that body rest, especially if you're still very much in a playoff hunt for what's to come. But you don't mind having it right now?
I mean, you know what? It is what it is. No sense of crying about it. How I'm looking at it now is we got that Thursday night real close that's coming up. Enjoy that one, and that'll be halfway. That's like a 4-day weekend, and, you know, you actually get that Tuesday off too. So
right.
I'm not even tripping because, like I said, the time is flying, man, and I'm just trying to enjoy the moment. I ain't in no rush.
All right, man, listen to what I'm saying now. The Philadelphia Eagles are the 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles, the only undefeated team in the National Football League. How does that sound?
Man, being in Philly, I mean, it's been a long time since that happened. And I'm just loving just how the team is responding. to adversity, you know, in these games, because it ain't been given to us. We definitely had to go get it. Even if we start fast, sometimes we don't finish as fast as we want, but we always come together at the end and figure it out. And, you know, that's something that's going to serve as well, especially when it get tight. And, you know, we've been there. Now it's time to go make a play. And, you know, people definitely has mm-hmm. been rising to that challenge.
You know, everybody who has watched this team could look at this team on paper and realize it was going to be a talented team. But did you honestly think you'd be a 6-0 team right now?
I mean, you know me. I'm always optimistic in that way. And I always pray for a team like this. But I'm definitely taking it 1 week at a time. I'm happy we 6-0. It is great that our goals is being set. I mean, being met right now as far as winning every game, 1-0, trying to make sure we taking care of who's in front of us right now. And I'm loving that we 6-0 because we making some history in Philly right now. As far as you know, just some of the greats that came before us when they made their run. So I'm hoping that we can do a little better.
You know, the cherry on top of this run was beating the Dallas Cowboys before you guys got to take that sigh of relief. I'm looking at your face. How gratifying was that?
Man, that felt so good because it was so many people talking stuff. Of course, you know, we have our little fun with it, but it was a lot of people talking that big stuff. Even at my one of my appearances, a Cowboys fan came with a star hat and a star jacket. And it was just like that star was the biggest star I've seen in a minute. And I told him they was going down. And I hope he took the day off the next day because he's going to be hurt.
How much trash talking was going on during that game?
You know what, D-Gun, this year I've been talking stuff, but not as much because I've been trying to – my massage therapist always been telling me, like, look, save your energy. You don't need to be talking and giving away your energy. So I'm trying that out this year. But I'm walking up on people just talking taking my little jabs here and there, having my fun, but I ain't yelling like I used to be.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the therapist seems to believe that all that verbal energy you exert – affects your overall stamina in a game?
Hey, I mean, from what she's been saying, hey, it has been true so far because I ain't been tired out there. And I mean, and you know, my reps have been, you know, been really good. And it's just like just coming out that rock, you know what I'm saying? And being able to come off the rock every play, every opportunity is big for me. So, man, it has changed my game a little bit. But I am excited, you know, just to see how far I go with it.
BG, come on, man. Now, you know, part of your game is talking trash. How difficult has that been for you to have that self-control, man?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I still talk my trash now. Don't get it twisted, but I'm not going crazy like every play, like all day, every day. And then being tired after then they got a first down saying, all right, tap out, I'll be back. But, you know, I honestly, man, when it come up, you know, I ain't bound down for nobody out there. I'm definitely going to talk my stuff, but sometimes I'm more conscious of it, of when I want to talk my stuff, I kind of hold back a little bit just because I know, you know, I got to make sure that I'm ready.
And did I hear that you revealed on a WIP radio station that this was like a personal vendetta for Nick Sirianni?
Hey, I mean, I did, you know what I'm saying? For Nick, it was crazy, you know, that he had told me that they said last year that he don't belong on that field. And
ooh.
I was just like, dang, you know what I'm saying? And so it was – he told us after the fact, but it was just like, you know, he sure was waiting on that game. And I know I would have been waiting on it too if everybody would have ran up on me saying little stuff like that because they did put 50 on, you know, the backups last year. And it was just – It kind of, I couldn't wait for this. I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't wait.
So how much leading up to the game did Sirianni emphasize to you guys? Look, don't get caught up in pregame trash talking. I mean, you know, last year he wore the Beat Dallas T-shirt, and of course it backfired on him. And then, of course, leading up to this game, DeMarcus Lawrence down in Dallas, hey, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles haven't played us. So did he put extra emphasis on, hey, don't get caught up in that trash talking this week?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't even think he had to really say much. He just because didn't nobody really respond other than,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy because I really thought it was going to be something that we said But ain't nobody say nothing. And coach really just was just like, look, you know, we know what we got to do when we go out there. And he played that towards the end where, you know, what they were saying and stuff like that. But, you know, he really tried to make it. It was all about us this week. And he just was like, we go out there and do us, we'll get a win. And that's exactly what happened.
So what was the game plan against Cooper Rush going in? I mean, here was a guy who was a habitual backup. But all of a sudden, he became the talk of the league because he was 4-0 this season, 5-0 career-wise, doesn't turn the ball over. Yet you guys generated three turnovers against him. What was your game plan against him going into that game?
Just load the box, trust our corners. You know what I'm saying? Stop that run. Make him beat us with his arm. And, you know, he threw us three of them. And, I mean, I feel good just about Gannon going after him. Just making him beat us and trying to keep the game out of Zeke and Pollard's hands. Because that's what was helping them. I mean, like, you know, their running game is their running game. They got some great play callers over there, and, you know, they got a nice scheme. And so we know we got our hands full just as much as they know, same way. And it's all a chess match out there. But, you know, when we knew – just load that box up so that we can stop their run and then let Cooper beat us.
You know, at the end of the game, you could tell that the Cowboys were frustrated. They stepped out of character. And after the game, you had said there were a number of undisciplined moments by Dallas that cost him in a lot of ways. What did you mean by that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to keep your head, your emotion. You got to be able to control those in those environments because they can hurt you, obviously, because you don't want to be penalized. The whole goal is to not be penalized. The less penalized teams in the league is the ones who win it because they know how to take care of the football and they know how to play their technique and know how to keep their head because you know how I go. We all are valuable to our team. And so me going off on somebody and really trying to fight them, knowing that I can get kicked out for the next game and you know, coach be like, man, now we really lost you. You really hurt the team because we can't use you next week. And all this stuff. So you got to be able to keep your head. And I just seen that in the Cowboys that they got to work on that.
So now this defense through 6 weeks leads the league in takeaways with 14. What do you think the secret ingredients is in terms of why this has been such an opportunistic defense?
I think it's always on our mind. We talk about it daily, all the time. I mean, they do a great job. Nick Sirianni, man, he really do a great job of just keeping everybody level. Like, just like, look, just let's worry about the details. Look, this is good. He prays you with the good, and then he's going to get on you with the bad. And I can respect it because at the end of the day, he only about getting better when he's on the bad. And so, man, when you got a coach like that that ain't scared to step to none of his players, but he stepped to him in a way where, you know, we all can receive it. And I think that, you know, that's very important when you're building a team because – I got to be able to hold you accountable with, you know, you connecting with your teammates and making sure that y'all are striving to get better with some of the stuff that I'm saying. And I'm not just talking, you know, I'm talking good ball to you. And you know what we've been doing has been working. When you're not doing that, sometimes, you know, you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. And so I can always appreciate coach on that because that's only going to help us as a team.
Hey, I look at the collection of talent on this defense, and I started going back to since you were drafted by this team in 2010. So I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot. Compare this collection of defensive players, talent, versatility, to any other defensive unit that you've played with, including this 2017 unit, or I'll go so far as to say, is this the best collection of defensive talent you played with in your tenure in Philadelphia?
You know what I say? The 1 year, I mean, 2017 year, you know, we was a little better in the run, I would say, you know, up front. But the back end, our pass defense wasn't as great. But the front seven made up for that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying corners wasn't as – but they wasn't James Bradbury, Darius Slay. You know, Marcus Epps, all them boys. I mean, we had the middle. We had a good middle, just like we got a decent middle now. CD and Marcus. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you look at it, like We got to tighten up on, like, little things that I see that we got to tighten up on is just, like, running stuff, like making sure that, you know, we dominated in that run. Because when we was playing that run in 2017, it was no question. We was choking people out, all that stuff in the run, making you one-dimensional for real. And that's – I feel like we build into that. But, you know, you can't have everything. You just – when I compare the two, that's what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? Like, our pass defense is good. Our corners is man. And man, this is the best corners I've played with. Best defense, honestly, I've played with as far as, you know, how we communicate, how we playing together and our rotation, all that stuff, man. And we got some dogs for real. And, you know, I just love just how we just are in the classroom, how we just how the flow of everything has been going with this team this year. And it's the same, like, even with 2017, that I got to compare them too, because that's the one, like, when 2017 we got greatness. I mean, we saw greatness. We won it all. So I mean, they always gonna be up there, and I'm always gonna compare, especially with, you know, a team like this that we got right now. It's like, man, we almost spot on with just how we communicate and how we loving on each other and all that stuff. And yeah. I mean, man, I feel the vibe because the speech has been good. Everybody been just, you know, flowing. And I just love this ride, and I'm just trying not to miss it like I did a little bit in 2017, because it kind of snuck up on you. You know what I'm saying? And you was enjoying it, but you was on to the next. You was trying to get there. And now that I done got a ring, I'm kind of like, and I start to see little stuff like this. It's like, man, you know what? I'm just enjoying it. Just like, you know, I'm in year 13. What am I tripping about on week to week? It's just like, look, enjoy the moment, because you do got a really good team. We are 6-0. Everything that we done talked about so far, we done got it. So let's keep on, let's stay focused on that, and let's stay building. So, man, yeah, I'm just hyped to be in this moment.
I'm glad you brought up the run defense, because I've referred to it as times as a Jekyll and Hyde run defense. Mm-hmm. There are times you guys have played rock solid, and then all of a sudden running backs start picking up chunks of real estate. Why has there been such an inconsistency in defending the run?
You know what? It's just honestly that sometimes just one person might be out of gap, or one person might have fit it wrong. And it's just like little stuff that kind of pop up, because like you said, man, it's like a Jekyll and a Hyde.
Yeah.
I wanted to be more consistent, and I know it's going to be more consistent, but I'm just saying, if I'm critiquing us, well, we need to step it up a little bit.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
You know, just even myself, I'm just talking me too. It's like, you know, making sure we really dominate that run, because that's going to help us, you know, for the long haul. Too, because our pass defense is really good. And so let's just work on, like, making sure that we don't let nobody get nothing, be stingy with everything. And so, yeah, man, because I, of course, nobody want to be ran on. And running the ball, that's something that just shouldn't be tolerated by no defense. And we all, I know we're going to get better as we keep working every week.
Personally, you had basically had prepared us. When you were on our show, Sports Take, earlier this year, you said you were anticipating playing more of a reduced role.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as we look at it now through six games, you're playing 43% of the snaps compared to Josh Sweat playing 63%+ of the snaps. I know the type of competitor you are, and I know you will never make waves about individual numbers. But as a consummate competitor, even though you mentally prepared yourself for this, is it still in some ways hard to accept that there was a point in your career when you were playing the majority of the snaps. Now, as you get older, you start to play less and less. Is that hard to accept?
You know what? That it was in the beginning, the first couple of games, because it's like you used to being out there during certain moments, and it's just like, oh, you know what? You know what? Stop tripping. Like, you know, you gotta fight what's easy to do, and that's complain about about whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I knew this going in, and it's like, all right, man, just get adjusted. Like, you know, it's gonna be all right. Just make sure when you get in, you just, you know, value them reps. You make sure you go hard as you can, and your play gonna come. And man, everything has happened just like that. Like, man, I just enjoy whenever I go in, I don't worry about nothing. I try to help the guys like I've been doing. And, man, I try to keep it like that. And when it starts to sneak in sometimes, because you know how to go, like a Dallas game, and you want it, and you got to have a moment. You got to have it. And you like, man, I want to be out there. But just like I wasn't tripping, and then, look, I make a play on hitting the quarterback, CD catch it. And, you know, it's just like, man, don't go out there and trip, because you might miss your play. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, all it takes is one. And I look at it like I get – like you say, 43% of the plays. So it's like, I got my opportunity. Just got to make sure I stay focused. And so that's where I'll be playing those games in my head, man, just trying to look at the bright side of it when I catch myself in those moments when you feel like, when you just itching because of the flow of the game, and you know, and you feel like you got a move that's going to hurt them on certain stuff because you done warmed them up. But, man, I love just seeing us all out there, you know, rushing together and rushing. You know what I'm saying, for each other, because, man, I'm telling you, Hassan, the boy Sweaty, our room, man, we got a really good room and really good rookies that's listening. So I try to make sure I'm always in a positive light, always trying to help them guys, you know, let them know what I see going on out there on the field, paying attention to, you know, just everything, just like I would want them to help me. So, yeah, man, I just try to fight against that.
How would you respond to those who are on the outside looking in saying the Eagles' four-man pass rush is not getting it done? They're not putting enough pressure on a quarterback.
Hey, well, we winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it like people ain't looking at the film and seeing how fast this ball is getting out. And then, like, that's why our pass defense is better, because, you know, we got corners in them that's deflecting passes and stuff like that. The sack numbers – they there. I mean, you know, I mean, I got three, Fletch got three. I mean, we working out of six games, and it's just like Hassan got what, 4.5. You know what I'm saying? It's like
right.
We working. If you looking at the game and you seeing what's happening, we winning our rushes, is just balls out. And I feel like we getting a lot of PBUs. I mean, we gotta add them PBUs in there on, you know, how much is going on, and how fast the time of the throw when we get there. So it's a lot of stuff, man, that goes into it. So we always talk about, everybody know the Eagles invest in their pass rush, so we always getting the ball out on us. Because when you see guys like Aaron Donald and people that terrorize the league, and they getting one-on-ones, and you seeing them getting four sacks in the game, it's like, man, you see these guys, they never helped them, they never did this. But if it's us, they're going to help, they're going to chip, they're going to do all that. You know what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
Yeah, we always talking about that. But yeah, man, it's all good, because – like we say, when sacks come, they come in bunches.
Hey, a little birdie told me that you have graduated from wrong again, D-Gun, to now focusing your attention on Seth Joyner analyzing your defense. Is that an accurate statement?
Hey, I seen both of y'all talking, but I was like, I it was something that was played to me with Seth, just like how it would be with you. And, yeah, I definitely said, you know, is that good enough, Seth? Cause Seth always, you know how he is. He gonna be good and bad with it. Like, and I want to make sure he just hold on to them words sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look! I know there's no way that you could listen to everything that's being said in the media, but somehow, some way, you always know what's being said. All right, come on. I've known you a long time. Who are your sources that tip you off on stuff like this?
Man, I can't give you my sources, man.
Now come on, man. I thought we were family, man. Yeah,
we are family, but you know, I can't tell you all my secrets.
Hey, what do you think about all of the sports excitement going on in this city right now? I mean, you guys are 6-0. Phillies are in the playoffs and pushing towards trying to get to a World Series for the first time in a long time. Flyers starting off undefeated. I mean, this city is buzzing with excitement and pride with the sports teams across the board.
It is. It's Red October, and the Eagles 6-0 right now, man. The fire is burning in Philly right now, and I'm just, like I told you, enjoying the moment, man, because I'm telling you, it ain't always been like this, and when it is like this, you got to appreciate this moment because they come and go real fast, because when you having fun, hey, that's the last thing you're thinking about is it being over, and then when it's over, it's over.
Hey, I'll tell you what I think is the coolest thing, though, is how all of the pro athletes in this town go support the other teams. Like, we'll see you guys at a Phillies game or a Flyers game. You'll see Flyers and Phillies at your games, vice versa. You know, you don't see that often in a lot of cities, man, but I love the cross energy. And, you know, even Sixer players are always at your games and stuff like that. I love the cross energy between the sports teams in Philadelphia, man.
For real. I'm with you on that, man. I really do feel like I get to meet, you know what I'm saying, people that I don't normally get to see in those moments. And it's cool, especially them coming to our games. And I'm sure when we come to their games, they'll come up to us because now, you know, we done met each other, you know, through just them supporting us. So, yeah, man, it's real cool to be able to see guys supporting each other in the city, because that's what you need more of that.
Who's the one athlete in this town that you wanted to meet and you finally got to meet?
Well, you know what? I got to meet Embiid
okay.
You know, years ago, but it's just cool to keep on seeing him popping in. And I mean, it was cool to see Meek Mill, even though I didn't meet him. It was just, you know, just to be up, you know what I'm saying, in the building, and you just want to go out there and perform and have a good game because you know they're rooting for you.
On a regular basis, and I know you don't have a lot of free time, I mean, between your profession and being the consummate dad, I see a little one behind you there. do you regularly watch the other games like the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Flyers?
Oh, yeah. Always watching, you know, just so I can have conversation, you know, with people about the games. Just enjoy just seeing people perform well, man, because I know what that feel like, you know, and then I see some people, it's just like it's all the time, like Embiid and them be out there destroying, you know, just elite of the elites. And so, man, I just enjoy the moment of just being able to see them.
Hey, how you spending the bye week?
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be at the facility just working out and doing little stuff in the mornings and just enjoying my time by the kids at school. And then, you know, be in daddy mode by the end of the day. But I might enjoy New York for the weekend or something.
Okay. Being a full-time dad, I mean, in a lot of ways, that's tougher than being a full-time athlete. But also, I will say this, is it also a great mental outlet to just get your mind clear and to get away from what you do every day of the week?
Oh, yeah. You know, it got its ups and downs. You know, sometimes the kids is just in a mood where they just want to cry and you know, not listen.
Right.
It's, you know, you deal with all that. But for the most part, man, it's been cool to see a baby girl every time I come through this door, man. It's just loving on her daddy. And just, man, I got to enjoy that, too. And baby boy, the same way, loving on his mama, but then he come over and give me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Right there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Is it tough saying no to kids at times?
You know what? Yes, and I mean, when they doing good, it's tough. But I try to have a good balance with that, too, because, yeah. I mean, they already, you know, blessed already just with this situation, being in this situation.
Sure.
But I try to let them know that it's not all about stuff that you get and all that little stuff. It's about what you do or what you have for other people and trying to serve other people. And, you know, man, yeah, just trying to instill in them a good good morals to let them know that it ain't all about the money. It ain't all about you gotta have a good balance. And I try to stay on baby girl, even though it's great to have nice things and do good things. I'd rather you go on a trip than to waste it on, you know, a bag, even though I know you want to have that bag on the trip. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
I know, man.
But just trying to instill in them some stuff because they're not going to grow up like how you did. But it's just for the most part, when things pop up, I try to get them my experiences and where that led me when I was, you know, wanted too much of something when I know I shouldn't have this right now. Or it might not just be the time to have this right now, but you're forcing it, man. Here you go. You needed that for this. Now you done wasted your money on this. Now you needed the money for that. Now your priorities. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to make sure that you, you know, I'm just trying to help them on that.
Yep.
But while still just trying to let them enjoy being a kid.
Man, as easygoing as you are and you're always smiling, I find it hard to believe that you have a tough side to you when it comes to your kids. I have an inkling that you are soft as cotton when it comes to your kids.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. Like you said the same thing. I was just like, I just don't, like, I know for me, you know, everybody got their little stuff. With baby girl, you be getting on your nerves, and baby boy, and I always try to make sure, you know, I control me. But at the end of the day, I got to be stern too. And let her know, like, look, ain't nobody going to be, you know, easy with you in this world. You know what I'm saying? And so I try to let her know, like, look, you're going to have to listen, because mommy and daddy don't want to do nothing but see you win. And so whatever we telling you to do, please listen, because at the end of the day, you got to listen because you up under our roof and we responsible for you. And then when it's your day and your time to get out this thing, then that's when you make your own decisions. But you still going to be calling daddy because you're going to need some help on some stuff. So look, just do it right the first time. Listen. And so that's her baby girl thing. Baby boy, he good at listening, but he kind of do what he want to do when he want to do it. And then you got to get on him there. So it's just, you got to find it. It's just funny to see how different both the kids is.
Plus, plus, baby girl is going to realize in a few years that daddy rich. She's definitely going to be hitting up daddy when she's in her 20s, 30s, 40s.
They already, man, it's already crazy at school. You know, the kids be like, "Are your daddy? Is your daddy Brandon Graham?" It's so funny, man. Just like the kids already got to go through at school. So, yeah, man, I'm just trying to keep her balanced and keep her cool and, you know, let her know she ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, do certain stuff to get approval from people too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, be you.
Hey, man, look, you're 34 years old now. I figure you have one, maybe two good years left in you, and then you have to make that transition. Don't forget, Jacob Sports Media and Gun on One, we're waiting for you. We're sitting here waiting for you.
I see y'all out here, man. Y'all making moves.
Making noise, man. Hey, the Jacob Media Gun on One posse blowing up, man. I keep telling you.
I see y'all. Trust me. Hey, we'll definitely talk about it, man. You already know. That's why I'm sitting here now.
All right, man. All right. You know how we love it. I love chopping it up with you any chance I get, man. And as always, I cannot thank you enough for giving me some time during your bye week. And you know me, I wish you nothing but success. And I want nothing but the best for you. Keep doing you, keep being you, because, you know, it's amazing how when you enter a room, a practice field or whatever the case may be, the room lights up, man, because of your personality. Don't ever lose that, dude, whatever you do.
Thank you, man. You already know, same to you, man. It's just, when you meet, I mean, for me, man, I'm just thankful for who I am. And like you said, don't let nobody change you, because I mean, sometimes you deal with people that don't like it, you know what I'm saying, because of whatever the case may be.
Right.
But that definitely is not my problem, and I can't take on everybody's problems. And so I always pray for people now, man. It's like, keep my peace a lot. And so, man, I'm gonna stay me as much as I can, and I'm going to pray about it when I feel like I'm changing a little bit.
Amen. All right. That's going to wrap up this latest edition of Gun on One for my man Brandon Graham, who I'm always appreciative of for giving D-Gun some time. I'm Derek Gunn. Once again, it is powered by the Jacob Sports Media YouTube machine for everybody out there. Hey, stay blessed. But as I tell you each and every week, always be a blessing to each and every person you encounter when you get the opportunity. Until next time, so long, everybody.
the greatest fans on earth. It's a bold statement, but would you expect anything less from Philadelphia? 58 years of heartache creates a toughness, a grit, a resolve not found in most. Sure, our prayers were answered, but now that we've had a taste, we're looking for more. Pondley Hockey, official partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.